Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay, and that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's going on? I've got a free view of the Lost Zane recordings. If you're new to this, you know that time after I got fired from Freebird and Hot Wings and went across the street to 107.3 WBBL? Yeah, I know you don't remember. Nobody does. Anyway, during that period of time, 2.5 years or so, I've got all the audio from those shows. So I've been releasing them in order from the first one in April of 2016. And then 2 a week, I dropped the full shows on my Patreon. We're up to early June 2016 in this edition of the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL. Julius and I were focusing on Steve Harvey and his disastrous thing he did with the announcing Miss Columbia wins the friggin' pageant, but he was wrong. And then he's like, hold on. Oh, it was incredible. Great moment in time. We feature that in this clip on the Lost Zane recordings. If you want the full show, as I said, I release them twice a week on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love.
The Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
I'm fairly certain that Osmond Chen from XO Asian Cuisine will be with us on Wednesday. Went down there and talked to him Friday. He says business is slow and he doesn't feel good. See if we can help him out. That'll be Wednesday. High of 77 today with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms cooling off into midweek. Cloudy and a high of just 66 for tomorrow. And again, cooling for most of the week. Start to warm up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sunday, anticipated high of 92. Ouch. Hey, you can interact with the show in about a billion ways and in addition to just listening to it. Doan, how's it sound with the podcast today? Is the stuff getting up there pretty quickly?
Yeah, I got the first 2 hours up.
All right. He's on it. He's doing well. Tyler Doan. excuse me. You can listen to the show via the podcast, WBBL app, online, WBBL.com, and so on. You can also interact with discussions. Now, the thing about Reddit is there a stigma that goes with Reddit, Julius, that I'm not aware of about people who post on Reddit? Because to me, it's just a community of people who just comment on whatever it is the subreddit is about.
I don't think so, but I could see some people thinking like neckbeards are on there. Yeah, I don't know if you know the term neckbeard.
I don't. Fill me in.
Basically like a basement dweller.
Okay.
Someone who lives with their mother.
All right.
I don't think so, because I'm on there more than anyone.
Yeah?
But some people assume those are the people that are basement dwellers.
We have our own sub for the Eric Zane Show. Did that sound right the way I said
it? It did.
We
Very
have
nice.
Our own sub.
There you go. Look at that.
Okay. Well, I have paid attention to it, and I read their comments, so I notice that is something that they say. Zane has his own sub. So if you go to reddit.com/r/Eric Zane, that's easily found. I didn't post on it for a while because, like a moron, I forgot how to log in. And that was weird because there was a lot of things I wanted to comment on. So I literally just did a whole new one. So I'm on there now. If you want to weigh in on any discussion, you can go to that and comment. Things on the show, thoughts on it, how you think this mess is progressing, whatever you want. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to do Ask or Anything Goes, Twitter, Facebook, email. We've done this before. We'd like to do it again. Comments, questions, anything at all that you want to weigh in on. Hashtag Eric Zane Show. Sound good? Is that the easiest way to do it, you think? Or just do it at us? What do you think is easier? At Eric Ooh. Zane Show. At Easy Show OJ.
Yep.
Hashtag Eric Zane Show or hashtag Easy Show. Anything you want.
We'll come up with a clever name for it if we do it more than once, but however we want to do it, they can add us.
You can send your comments at Eric Zane Show, at Easy Show OJ on Twitter. Do that. Anything you've been thinking about that you wanted to ask us a question about, you can do that. Or on Facebook, facebook.com/Eric Zane fan page. That's another way to get involved. Or just send an email, which nowadays nobody does.
No, it's such a pain.
Nobody sends email. I noticed that back on our old show, the emails kept getting less and less and less pervasive. It is a pain in the ass. People have so much, it's so much quicker to just send a tweet. But if you insist on that way, eric@ericzaneshow.com, oj@ericzaneshow.com, or you can call 800-785-1073. And that's throughout the show. Literally, we jump around from topic to topic on this show quite a bit. And that's what people have come to expect. So if you had something you wanted to weigh in on, maybe you needed advice, comment on a story that might have been two breaks old, we can always reinvigorate those things and come back to them. Or on something that you know that we'll be talking about coming up at 800-785-1073. Okay, let's get to Steve Harvey.
So I guess he wasn't hosting it. I misspoke. They kind of did a skit beforehand with the actual hosts. Terrence Jenkins and Julianne Hough hosted the pageant. Before it started, Terrence did a bit with Steve Harvey where he asked him for advice on hosting.
Okay, switch one of these two. Go ahead. Do it. And there you
How
go.
How you been, man?
Good, man. All is well.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you heard, me and Julianne Hough were hosting Miss USA this year.
Yeah.
And you did Miss Universe, so,
yeah.
You know, I was wondering maybe, you know, you give me a couple tips and advice or something, you know?
Yeah. Best thing I can tell you is no matter what happens, under no circumstances do you say Miss Columbia.
This is Miss USA, so, you know, Miss Columbia is not even in it.
Yeah, I don't care. Don't go nowhere near it. Don't mention Columbia, period. Don't coffee, nothing.
What if she's from the District of Columbia?
Just say D.C. D.C. Just say that.
What if she's like from Columbus, Ohio? Can I get...
Don't say it. Stay away from it. Don't say color, nothing. Don't say column. Don't let C-O-L come out your mouth. Shut your mouth.
Well, what if...
Oops, sorry. Was that me or you?
That was me.
All right, pick it up.
Shut your mouth.
Well, what if by chance one of the girls says Miss... the word.
Then you run. That's it. Just take off. Run. Don't be in the same room. Listen to somebody who knows. Just run.
Okay.
Walk off.
Okay.
Oh, man. I think he's still funny. I mean, a lot of people dog him because he's everywhere, and they think they're all the same old thing. I still think the guy's funny.
I like Steve Harvey.
I do, too.
A lot of people say he ruined Family Feud, but it's never been more popular.
Absolutely. Let's see. Before we get to the classic Steve Harvey moment that he was referencing there,
I think this one is it, hopefully.
Well, hold on a second. Before we get to that, this Miss California answered a question about economic inequality. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
And it sounded a little weird.
It sounded a little weird. It's not quite where the...
Miss South Carolina?
The Iraq and all that, yeah, okay, but okay. It's...
Okay.
It's all along that same
way. Well, before we begin with that, this is high pressure. All those eyes looking on you, and you have to come up with something that really nobody cares about. They just want to see you fail, really, is what this is. Now, the judges want you to do well, and they will, and they'll judge you accordingly. But for everyone else watching, they just want to see you stumble. So this happened.
One of the biggest challenges facing the United States is social and economic inequality. How do we narrow the gap between the rich and the poor?
Now, before she answers it, do you want to try it? You want to try answering that?
Hold on a second.
No? You don't want to try?
I'll try.
I'll do it if you do it.
Okay.
One of the biggest challenges facing the United States is social and economic inequality. How do we narrow the gap between the rich and the poor?
Julius.
I would bring in Bane and have a Dark Knight Rises type revolution. Boom. Look at that.
All right, let me try this.
One of the biggest challenges facing the United States is social and economic inequality. How do we narrow the gap between the rich and the poor?
Poor people have to work as hard as the rich people did to earn that money.
Nailed it.
Don, you want to try? Okay, Don.
Can I get asked a question?
Okay.
One of the biggest challenges facing the United States is social and economic inequality. How do we narrow the gap between the rich and the poor?
We let Don rule.
That's a... Everyone would have, like, gout.
Everybody would talk old news.
Can you imagine the news? They'd be worse than the news is currently.
Everybody would show up late to work with a dumb excuse and not get their podcast done.
But today is D-Day for history.
Okay. Today's the day we invaded, huh?
Yep.
All right. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. I'm actually reasonably glad that you brought it up, just not in that context. Okay.
This is porn music.
When it comes to social and economic equality, I think that the rich and the poor need to stop being so segregated. I think there is a middle class. I think that the rich need to...
Oh, what are they cheering for? She struggled. Are you serious? Like,
I'm sitting on the edge of my seat here. Come on.
Take a breath.
I think that the rich need to be able to be giving, and I think the poor need to work hard, and I think the middle class need to come together and find an in-between. Thank you.
Wow. Oh, boy, that was bad.
That's a good answer. Good answer.
That was so bad. The rich need to be giving, and the poor need to work hard. I guess that's true, but it just sounded strange the way she said it.
And the middle class need to come together?
All right. So is this the moment? Is this the big...
I think so, yes.
Steve Harvey moment? Okay.
Miss Universe is...
Oh, no, it's not.
It's not it! Damn it! Oh. Okay, we'll have to circle back. That incredible moment. Well, I'll give you more time. We can circle back. It's fine. Anything goes Twitter. Anything goes Facebook and email. At Eric Zane Show. At Easy Show OJ. Anything at all you've wanted to ask us, you can also do it via the phone, 800-785-1073. We've got 40 minutes left in the show. I'm sure we can get this done. At Eric Zane Show, at Easy Show OJ. You can also do it the old-fashioned way, 800-785-1073. Or emails, eric@ericzaneshow.com, oj@ericzaneshow.com. Anything at all you have questions for us via social media. We'll do that and continue on as we do this from the Mapes.com bankruptcy studios. If anybody asks you who you listen to today, please tell them. The Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBM.
That's it. The free view of the Lost Zane recordings. If you want the full show and all the other shows and all the other stuff that I put on my Patreon, go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. It's $5 or $10 a month.
And the thing to do is try it out. You know, $5 a month is all audio. $10 a month is all audio, all video, and the live streams. And if you're like, hey, this is great. I like this. And believe it or not, there are people who do. Okay. Then you sign up for a full year and I'll give you 10% off. Okay. That way you don't have to do it month to month. Save you some money. If not, you're like, this sucks. Screw this guy. Then you cancel it and then you get the rest of the month and then it doesn't auto renew. There you go. That's it. If not, thank you for the time. Have a good one. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.